Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, we have been covering the issue of wet weather, the impact on livestock farmers on the show over the last number of days, but another sector that's being really seriously affected is tillage. And that's made up of farmers who grow things like wheat and barley and oats and vegetables. And usually at this time of the year, the majority of spring crops are in the ground. But right now, that figure is at around 2%. Now, that's according to the Farmers Journal, and its tillage editor, Siobhan Walsh, is on the line. And Siobhan, you're a tillage farmer yourself. Good morning to you. Thanks for being with us this morning. So tell me from your own perspective what things are like.
Yeah, I farm in County Leashear with my dad and my sister, and look, we struggle to get our winter crops in Clare. So they're crops that are sown in October and November. So it basically rained every day after we got those planted. Those crops now look very thin and patchy, so they're poor. We're going to get a poor yield out of those crops. And now since, you know, in springtime, we would usually start to plough maybe in January and February and get crops in March. And certainly by early April, we would have those crops in. But this year we have no crops in. So we will try and persist now to plant spring beans. There is a payment there from government to plant spring beans, so it makes sense to sow them, even though we probably will take a yield hit. And then malting barley is our other crop here on the farm. And it's a really important crop to many tillage farmers. But the later the sowing date is delayed, the more risk there is that barley won't pass for malt. So malting barley is used to produce beer and whiskey, and we need low proteins for that. And the protein gets higher as the sowing date is delayed. So if we don't get our malting barley in, we lose a premium of €70 per tonne on that crop. So it's a massive loss for farmers. But Claire, I'm conscious. I talk to farmers, you know, all across the country in my job every day. And, you know, we did quite well on our farm. There's farmers looking out at potatoes in the ground, sitting in water, at fields that they haven't been able to get into in their winter crops to put out fertiliser on. Some people can't walk in their fields, not to mind get a tractor in. So the situation in tillage at the minute is really dire, and farmers are really down at the minute, unfortunately.
And whereabouts in Leash are you?
I'm near Strably, it'd be a real tillage area.
Exactly, and I was that's where I suspected you were, and when you mentioned barley, because that really is fertile ground when it comes to that sort of crop. And is the window closing for you now? I know you said the later it gets, you have the issue with the proteins, but how many more weeks do you think you have before you have to say, we can't make it here?
I think farmers are going to try and persist. So it looks like the weather might pick up maybe in the middle of April. There will be a big burst when the weather changes. Of course, land has to dry out somewhat, but there will be a big burst for farmers to plant by the end of April and into early May, because that's what we do, Claire. We have to plant crops, but I would urge farmers to do up their costs. You know, people on rented land in particular are going to be suffering. If they take a yield hit, they'll struggle to make a profit. There are going to be farmers this year will lose money on crops, and unfortunately that's the situation we're in, so the sector needs support really.
Yeah, and I mean, I suppose you wouldn't be unaccustomed to one bad season over the year, but to have two back to back is highly unusual, is it?
Yeah, like about 2 years ago, we had a bad winter season, but we had a good spring and we were able to recover from that. But to have such bad yields in our winter crops, our winter crops now have declined by 30% this year. And actually, in the past 2 years now, we're down about 50,000 hectares of winter crops because we had a poor autumn the year before as well. And those crops provide a bigger yield than spring crops for both grain and straw. And tillage is really important in the agricultural sector. We produce about 2 million tonnes just over it of grain every year, the majority of which goes into our animal feed. So if we don't have that grain, we need to import it. And then, of course, we produce straw for animals for bedding under animals and for some feed as well. So if we don't have those things, we need to get them somewhere else. And unfortunately, they'd have to be imported. We already import a lot of animal feed, but we would have to import more.
Yes.
And then, you know, our drink sector needs Irish grain in order to market itself as Irish and put the harp on Guinness. So those are all really important things. And then if you look at potatoes, you know, for consumers to bring it back to the shops, you know, consumers probably won't see their British Queens in the shops as early as they normally do because those crops aren't planted. I saw some farmers this year, we had pictures in the paper of a farmer in North Dublin planting potatoes and someone in Kildare planting broccoli. But the opportunities that they're getting to plant is few and far between. And a broccoli grower, you know, will need to plant every week or every few days in order to have a supply to the supermarket. And that window is delayed. And that means that their income is down.
Yes, and it means that the prices for the consumers who are buying the products in the supermarkets, they are inevitably going to go up, aren't they?
Yeah, like people will have noticed their potato prices going up in the last few weeks. I think a 7 kg bag or 7.5 kg bag went up about 150 or so. But what's really worrying to me, Claire, is we might not have Irish vegetables or potatoes in a number of years' time. So, you know, there's a lot of things. The new vegetable growers on the show quite a bit. You know, they're pushed, they're being squeezed on price, on cost, high ESB costs. And then the weather is another factor in their business that's really making it hard. Mm-hmm. In 1998, we had 400 vegetable growers in this country. And now we have about 60 field vegetable growers. So there is a real risk that if things continue the way they are and farmers don't get support, that we look at the UK last year, they were running out of fruit and vegetables because they don't have farmers to produce them.
Yeah. Can I ask you, Siobhan, about what government can do just in this immediate situation with the weather? Because Martin Hayden was on here yesterday. We were talking in particular about the livestock farmers and he was hinting that there might be a fodder support scheme on the cards if this bad weather continues next week. You know, within 10 days, he was saying they're monitoring it that closely. What do you need and what would you expect government to do to help you?
Look, first of all, the tillage area is going to go down this year by about 20 to 35,000 hectares. The industry has estimated that. There's a government target there to increase tillage area to 400,000 hectares because tillage is good for the environment. It's in our climate action plan. They're meant to meet that target, but they're going backwards. So the Food Vision Tillage Group put together by the minister last March has finally got a report together and they said that the sector needs financial, it needs a financial package immediately to support the 2024 season. The Irish Farmers Association has called for a tillage survival scheme, so that would be a payment of €250 per hectare, provided farmers are doing things to help the environment. So, you know, chopping straw, planting cover crops, using protected urea, those kind of things. And then the IFA have also added on to that a €400 per hectare scheme for farmers who plant grass. So mm-hmm. We had a tillage incentive scheme there. When the war in Ukraine broke out, the minister brought that in and it was quite successful that year. The tillage area increased, but there's no tillage incentive scheme this year. So there's no money to get a farmer to plough grass and move to tillage. So we need that to come back in. The minister announced a 70% grant aid for slurry storage back in the budget, and there was meant to be agreements in place between livestock and tillage farmers. If those agreements were in place now, we would probably have more tillage farmers and livestock farmers working together to grow maize, which is a crop that can be sowed later. So that would be really good if that could come on stream. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, Claire, I think in order to maintain the area, we're trying to increase it, but in order to maintain it, we're probably looking at the government having to bring in some sort of follow payment to make sure land doesn't exit tillage and go into grassland.
All right. So more urgent measures and perhaps deeper measures than might have been needed if those existing plans had been brought to fruition. Siobhan, thanks very much for talking to us and we'd love to check in with you as the year goes on to see how things are going. Siobhan Walsh there in County Laois, who's a tillage farmer and tillage editor with the Irish Farmers Journal. Coming up next, the Westminster honey trap scandal.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.